welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, I have to just share with you all that as a Red Sox fan and watching a very exciting game last night with the Red Sox winning at the nth hour, what an amazing sport baseball is. I mean, it really does tug at your heart. There is something about baseball that the history of it. I think that that's what it has to be. But, you know, you just look at the San Francisco Giants baseball club. And it really, the Giants World Series victory in 2012. I mean, that was just awesome, awesome stuff. Tell me, first of all, this is a great, what is it about baseball that we love?
What is it about baseball? I think, you know, the generation get together of fathers and mothers and sons and daughters that go to the game together, you know, and watch it together. It's almost like life, baseball. It has its ups and downs, its disappointments. It's bad streaks, it's good streaks. It's more like life to me than any other sport, in a way.
Do you think it has to do with the fact that it has been the way that it has evolved, and with Jackie and the color barrier and all of that, and we could see it evolving as we watch?
By the way, Jackie Robinson was my boyhood hero, because I grew up in Los Angeles, but I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Los Angeles, so I followed the Dodgers and in the 50s. And Robinson lived, I think he came from the Los Angeles area, so I just... he was my hero. So, and I saw that movie, by the way, 42, and I loved it. I really loved it. It showed exactly what happened during that time of racial hatred, which is still kind of going on today.
Right.
Frankly.
But, Joe, you know, it took over 50 years for the San Francisco Giants to win their first World Series.
Right.
And again, it's that persevering, never giving up.
Yes. Well, that's baseball. You just keep going and going. I mean, you know, I try to do that. My whole career has been persevering. You know, it took me 20 years before my first book was published.
And, did it really?
Yes.
Wow.
And since that time, 20 years ago, God, I can't even think of when it was. Yeah, about 20 years ago.
Okay, wait a minute. You were born in Brooklyn, Joe Sutton. Right. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Hollywood. So do you still have any feelings for the Mets or the Yankees?
Not at all. Not at all. Only for the Giants. Not even Los Angeles.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry to say to the New York, listeners.
So, when you look at the years the Giants won the series, your new book, and by the way, a great gift for any dad, Father's Day gift.
It's a father and son type of, it's interspersed with my baseball experience with my son. So, it's not only about the Giants, winning two World Series in 3 years. It's about my relationship with my son and how it's grew out of, you know, through baseball.
Sure. I think that it's an equalizer. I think sports do that for a lot of us.
Oh, you know, sports do bring families together, especially fathers and sons. My son played baseball through high school, so And I wrote about all those years leading up from Little League to his high school career. And I followed every game he played, and I was in every game he played. I was with him, and I'm sure every parent can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. My great nephew lives for baseball. He lives for it. And so my nephew is running all over this East Coast, going to tournaments and going here and going there. And there's a big, you know, a big game here and a big game there. And they're off and running, and they're already tanned before the spring is even over, because they're outside the whole weekend at baseball games.
Well, I bet you the parents are following every step of the way with him.
Exactly. That's exactly it. They are, absolutely. And
it's
wonderful
parents,
because it brings the families together, and the dogs and the kids, and everybody comes together.
Yeah, even you.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the best website, Joe?
What is my website?
Yeah, what's the best website? We got to run.
It's Joe Sutt, Joesutt, joesutt.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the book.
Frankie, thanks so much for having me. Bye-bye.
And we will be back next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day and smile.